The campaign slogan is thrive, not survive, not just survive. And this is something which has been in the works for months already. We've just been shaping it up, and that's come from the message that we want to put out. And it all crystallizes into these four words: thrive, not just survive. As you probably have guessed by now, the whole idea behind this slogan is because Singaporeans have repeatedly told us that they are just surviving right now, right? Whether they are Grab driver, delivery, or whether even in their working in their offices, basically what they just do is frantically trying to keep pace with the cost of living that keeps on going up, right? Even Prime Minister Wong has acknowledged, and that's why he keeps doling out voucher after rebate, okay, after cashback. And that's because they know that Singaporeans, that wages cannot keep up with the rise in cost of living. But this is not what Singapore is supposed to be after 60 years of one-party rule, of this so-called nation building. We've come to a stage that after 60 years, we're just treading water, hentak kaki, correct? Surviving, where we should be, as I said, thriving. I think after 60 years, Singaporeans are entitled to ask, have we arrived where we can then begin to enjoy the fruits of our labour? And our quality of life cannot constantly be at the point where I'm looking for, I depend on vouchers just to go and do the shopping. At this stage of the game, we should be well beyond that level and just be able to say, hey, you know, we can slow down, begin to show compassion to those who are still struggling and be able to take society forward. I've heard nothing. We've heard nothing of the sort from the PAP, from Mr. Lawrence Wong. And my worry is that when you look at the slate of PAP MPs, the new faces right now, majority of them have come from the ranks of civil service, right? And from military service. How does it add? How does it bring value to what is needed in the next parliament, where we can have people contributing ideas, innovative ideas, on how we can take Singapore forward, rather than just more of the same, this groupthink, right? And if you're a civil servant, you're in from the army, you come up with the ranks, you know who your bosses, former bosses are, you'd be very, very ill-placed to try to say, think out of the box. And that's where we're worried. And that injection of new ideas, that injection of fresh looking at the problem from different angles will help in Singapore moving forward and starting the process of allowing Singaporeans to thrive.